Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and it's the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and join us in prayer, following the Word of God, and just worship the Lord. Let's just set this a time just to lift up the name of Jesus. Let's praise Him together. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And of course, our theme song each day comes to us from Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10, where Paul says, "Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." And then some days we sing, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me." That comes to us from the book of Psalms. Let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Romans 5, 1 and 2. Paul says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith unto His grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God." Justified by faith, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ. We have access by faith through Him. And this is where we stand. And now it brings a time of rejoicing and hope. We are experiencing the glory of God. It is glory just to walk with Him. We'll have to get the words and sing that again soon. If you will, have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information in just a little while. And we're looking forward to hearing from you. Our broadcast ministry is a work of faith, and after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you'd have something small or large one time or more than one time you'd like to share with us, it would be appreciated. It would just help us keep coming to you. In the over 20 years we've done this broadcast, we've written a lot of checks, but we're thankful that the Lord has supplied the need, and many of you have been helpful with that. Page 778 in the celebration hymnal. Here's a great one about everybody knows, "In the Sweet By and By." Sing along with us. There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. Sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirit shall sorrow no more. Not a sigh for the blessings of rest. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore. Hallelujah. To our bountiful Father above, we shall offer a tribute of praise for the glorious gift of His love and the blessings that hallow our days in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore, and I believe that Jesus saves, and His blood washes whiter than snow. And I believe that Jesus saves, and His blood washes whiter than snow. And in the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. Well, Hebrews 13:14 says, here we have no continuing city, but we seek after one to come. Praise the Lord, written just below the title on that song. All right, let's get ready for prayer today. Let's call on the Lord. I appreciate the fact that many of you pray with us each day. We have different prayer warriors each day. Some can listen one day, some can't. You know how it goes. But nevertheless, we appreciate all of you that are praying with us. And you know, if you can't get us on the radio, you can go to the website anytime, www.pentecostalradio.org. Click the online link and then just select the day you want. You can worship the Lord with us there. And we appreciate you praying with us no matter what time of day you do pray. Isaiah 54:8 is our precious promise. With everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord, thy Redeemer. Isn't it great today that He is kind? His mercies are kind. His mercies are not judgmental, and they're not unkind. They're not rough. They're not harsh. But with everlasting kindness, He said, will I have mercy on thee. If you have a pastor that treats you unkindly, if we have someone else that treats us unkindly, we know it's not scriptural, because the Bible says, be kind one to another. And the Lord is our example in kindness, because with everlasting kindness, I have mercy on thee. He said so. Isaiah 54:8, if you want to mark that in your Bible. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today for the kindness of God. We thank you for the mercies of God. We thank you, Lord, today for the gentleness and the sweetness and the love. Lord, we thank you for the patience and the understanding. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you for your strength. The list can just continue to go on, Lord. We want to praise you in every aspect. We don't want to miss a thing, giving you thanks for. Have your way today in this service. We sense your presence here in the studio, and we just pray today, Lord, that your spirit will ride the airwaves or follow the internet stream, touch somebody's heart, and May this be the day, Lord, someone repents of his or her sin. Speak to them, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Have your way in our hearts and lives in everything that we say or do. Touch those that are sick today. Minister to them. Lord, give them a touch from God in their body. Bless those that are lonely and be with them. Help them to realize, Lord, when you're in their life, they're never alone. They may not be in the presence of another human individual, but Lord, you constantly abide. You never leave us or forsake us. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if you prayed with us, let's praise him. Hallelujah. We're together again, just praising the Lord. Hallelujah. We're together again, in one accord. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again, just praising the Lord. Hallelujah. And I will give you that contact information at the end. Let's travel from the manger to the cross. There's a story in the Bible. It's a message, sad but true. The life our Savior lived on earth is told, found upon the pages of our Master's Book of Truth. Every word so precious to my soul. Amid the stranger's cattle, where the birth of Jesus came, the lonely manger kept him from the cold. And that was the beginning of the journey Jesus made. Today is the greatest story told. From the manger to the cross, the rugged cross of Calvary, the road that Jesus walked for you and me. All alone, by this world forsaken, still he shed his blood for me. From the manger to the cross, the rugged cross of Calvary. Two earthly treasures did he own. He sought no wealth or fame. Weary was the path he had to trod. Here he suffered many things, for this world knew him not. He died upon the cross, the Son of God. And you've been worshiping with us for the past few minutes on the power of Pentecost. I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and we appreciate you being here. Won't you let us know that you're there? Send a card or a letter if you'd like to send an offering, song, or prayer request. Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. And you can call or text 618-214-1410. And, of course, the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. From the manger to the cross,
rugged cross of Calvary.